This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We've discussed this week about how the president wants his border wall more than anything else, and it might have slowed down the negotiations on a bipartisan spending bill. And, you know, there's a deadline, midnight on April 28th.
The president has made very clear that he's got two priorities in this continuing resolution. Number one, the increase in funding for the military. Number two, for our homeland and border security and the wall.
Sean Spicer at the White House press briefing yesterday, he added that he was quite confident that a deal would be reached by the Friday deadline. Kyle Dropp is co-founder and chief research officer of Morning Consult. He's led a series of polls on how Americans view the budget, view government shutdowns, and how they affect future elections. He joins me now. Kyle, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So do you think Americans care about the wall? They're willing to wager a government shutdown on this?
Well, nobody wants a shutdown. Now, this is the same for elites, and it's the same for the thousands of people that we've interviewed in our polls. For instance, a few weeks ago, two-thirds of Americans said that the government should do everything it can to stop the shutdown. We asked people if certain policies were worthy of sort of standing up for a shutdown, and about 4 in 10 Americans said that border wall funding was something that was important to them, and they would be okay with a shutdown if there was not border wall funding. That's just about 4 in 10 in Americans. A majority of Republicans held that position.
And let's look at the question of, do people want what the administration wants? He's got, control of both houses of Congress. You would think that the Trump administration could do whatever it wants, regardless of the polls. Do you see a disconnect?
Well, I would say that in general, provisions such as support for a border wall or provisions to expand military spending, which is another thing that the administration would like, or to increasingly secure our border, are generally popular. Now, in some of the Morning Consult political polls that we've done in the past, voters don't prioritize border wall spending. They put fighting ISIS and they put other economic considerations such as job creation even higher than provisions to support a border wall. Looking back a little bit at the 2013 shutdown and who was blamed for that, voters sort of spread it around. About half blamed Republicans. About 3 in 10, though, blamed the Obama administration. And we're seeing that same dynamic in the Morning Consult political polling. We asked just last week if there was a government shutdown, who would be blamed? About half of voters said the Trump administration or congressional Republicans, but fully a third said the Democrats. That has to do a little bit with the polarization in the American electorate. That is, voters not willing to say or that the other side is doing something right and generally siding, with their political party.
Well, it may be allegiance, but, it's not wrong if the Democrats are, threatening to filibuster or are going to take a hard line on some administration positions, which, certainly Chuck Schumer in the Senate has done.
I think that's right. Unlike 1995-96 and 2013, the Republicans currently have control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and leading Democrats are saying as much. So, their hope is that, the blame lies on Republicans if there is a shutdown of any sorts. Now, that remains to be seen. If you recall the October 2013 shutdown, then just 13 months later, Republicans picked up about 10 seats in the Senate. They picked up more than a dozen seats in the House, and they even picked up governorship. So I think the leading explanations for that are that voters' memories can be relatively short. And then, blame is spread around. It's not that 100% of Democrats are going to go and they may actually blame Republicans rather than be more divided.
Kyle Dropp is co-founder and chief research officer of Morning Consult. He's led a series of polls on how Americans view government shutdowns and how the deal making may be driven by polls. Kyle, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for having me.